Kansas Jayhawks coach Bill Self commanded attention from the media and his team when, after a home loss in December, he said this.
This is the softest team that Kansas has had since I've been here.
KU's play, even in some wins this season, left Self frustrated. But he also marveled at the Jayhawks' ability to buck the odds, like winning at West Virginia when KU was down by 16 points. That mid-January win signaled the team was evolving, to the point where senior All-American guard Devontae Graham cites KU's best attribute as the one least expected.
I think toughness would be number one. That's one of the biggest things. I think, you know, we've always talked about how coach called us off, and I think as a team, ever since the Oklahoma State loss here at home, I think we've just been getting tougher and tougher each week.
Today we're celebrating 120 years of Jayhawk basketball.
That loss against Oklahoma State was especially tough because it was in front of alumni dating back to KU's 1952 championship team. It also marked KU's third loss at Allen Fieldhouse this season, the most under Self in one season. But since then, KU has lost only twice in its last 15 games. KU had its best moment yet at the CenturyLink Center in Omaha with its regional final overtime victory over Duke last Sunday. The crowd you hear? Same building, but for a different team. On February 24th, Creighton was the last team to beat Villanova this season. Creighton coach Greg McDermott talked then about how Villanova scores in bunches.
You know, at their place, it's a five-point game with whatever, 12 to go, and all of a sudden they hit us with a 15-0 run in 2 minutes, and we're down 20.
So what did McDermott tell his team?
Just avoid the runs, and to avoid runs, you have to get over a mistake, and you got to move on to the next play.
Which Creighton did in its 89-83 overtime win. KU and Villanova are no strangers to each other. 2 years ago in Louisville, the regional final battle between the Jayhawks and the Wildcats went down to the final minute. The backbreaker for KU was when Devontae Graham fouled out, as Jayhawks coach Bill Self recalls.
It was a one-possession game when they called the foul on Devontae for diving for the loose ball. But that was a tough game. We were the one seed. You know, we were the favorite.
Not only did the Wildcats win that game, they went on to win the national championship. Graham says that slightly different Villanova squad still resembles this one.
They was just a solid team, just like they are now. Play well together, got a lot of good pieces, and can score inside and out. And, you know, a couple of them were on that team that won it.
What makes the Wildcats so good this season? They can shoot the lights out. They're only 6 3-pointers from a single-season record for most made by a Division I team. It falls in line to what Wildcats coach Jay Wright looks for on the recruiting trail, as he said at the Final Four 2 years ago.
I want guys to have, especially shooters, I want them to have free mind, free will, and have fun playing.
KU is facing Villanova in San Antonio, where the Jayhawks have good memories. It's the site where the Jayhawks won the 2008 championship, KU's third NCAA basketball title. But it was the first under Self, and he's hoping San Antonio will help him deliver another championship this year. I'm Greg Eklund.